You know, there are some awful people in this world. We wish there weren't, but we know there are. And learning to deal effectively with those awful people is one of the most important things we can ever do. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. No one likes a bully, whether in the schoolyard or the workplace or even at home. I remember being bullied as a child at school, and still today, the injustice of it all stirs me up. And we know that even as adults, there are bullies in our lives. People who cross boundaries they shouldn't cross. People who step on our toes. People who belittle us in front of others to make themselves look good. Do you know any people like that? Invariably, their bullying is a disguise, a face that they wear, a mask, if you will, to hide their own deep sense of insecurity and failure. So how do you deal with those people? How do you stop their bullying from getting to you, from grinding you down? Well, it begins by developing a deep inner strength. I know, you may not feel all that strong when you're being bullied. Nor do I. But, and here's where the strength comes from, I choose to believe what God says about me, not what the world says about me. And today, to you and me, He has this to say. Psalm 139, verses 13 and 14. For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. That I know very well. Right there in the Word of God, that's where I find the strength. How about you? So the next time someone tries to bully you, remember this, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Isn't it amazing, although we shouldn't be all that amazed, how God's able to speak so powerfully into pretty much every situation that we'll ever find ourselves in? Powerful stuff. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.